collaborative, heart of the community.
The next idea.
When we really see each other, we want to help each other.
As we look to Michigan's future, there are more and more voices calling for ways to close the income gap. That issue of income disparity is a challenge not just here in Michigan, but nationally and globally. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea is pointing us to the writings of a European economist. And these writings suggest a roadmap to overhauling the economic system that we've known for so long. It's a system which he believes puts too much wealth in the hands of the few. It's time, he believes, to replace that with an economy for the common good. Terry Link was a Clinton County commissioner. He's the founding director of the Office of Campus Sustainability at Michigan State University, a senior fellow with the U.S. Partnership for Education for Sustainable Development, and he runs a sustainability consulting service called Starting Now. Terry Link, welcome to The Next Idea.
Thanks for having me, Cynthia.
Your essay for The Next Idea, Terry, points us to the writings of an Austrian economist named Christian Felber. The title of his book is very interesting. It's Change Everything, Creating an Economy for the Common Good. How would Felber restructure our economy to get us away from this traditional goal of maximizing profits?
Well, that's essentially what he suggests, is that our orientation towards profit, narrowly construed as financial profit, needs to change, and the change would be to create incentives in a system that measure the actual production of goods and services for the common good.
And you were saying in your essay that you think that these ideas have these two fundamental principles, and you said the first one, no longer maximizing profit but increasing the common good. What's the second principle?
The second principle is that the way forward has to be done democratically. And that means, as I read what he's suggesting, that the decisions have to involve the public directly. So the idea that he develops of concept instead of a financial balance sheet, having what he calls a common good balance sheet, what gets counted in that needs to be democratically decided.
What would that new balance sheet, the common good balance sheet, what are the basic values that it should encompass, according to Christian Felber's writings?
He talks about five basic principles. They are human dignity, ecological sustainability, social justice, democratic co-determination and transparency, and cooperation and solidarity. We could argue about whether those are the five or not, and he would actually suggest that we should discuss what those are, but those are the ones that he and a group of other enterprises and businesses, and this is actually launched in various places around the world, have come up with as a starting place. And then they apply those values against different sets of stakeholders, including suppliers, investors, employees, including the owners, customers, and then the common good, the social and the environmental stuff. And so they've come up, their balance sheet 4.1, I think it is, has like 17 indicators for which an enterprise would measure how it's doing on those 17.
I have to wonder if this is a great idea whose time has come too late. In a sense, Terry Link, that has the ship sailed, that companies have been built up for so long with that idea of, you know, the profit and the bottom line, you know, the traditional economic model that we've known. Is it too late to change things and hit the reset button now?
Well, I certainly don't think so, and neither does Felber. And I mention in my essay the development, very quickly development here in the States, of something called the B Corporation and certified B Corporations. And I note that there are 9 certified B Corporations here in Michigan, which are leading lights. And some of those are names that people know, like Cascade Engineering and Brewery Vivant and Bazzani and Higher Grounds Coffee. So there are already businesses in this country that are doing well on both a financial, if you were just to narrow their financial profit system, they're doing well that way, but they're also doing good on this other balance sheet to get certified. And we did a study, a colleague of mine, Bill Stow from the Sustainable Research Group, and I did a study last year for the MSU Center for Community and Economic Development, looking at what we call triple bottom line enterprises, those that are committed to a balance sheet of the kind that's being recommended by Felber, and how they do and why they might be better engines for community development than bringing in big corporations that, once they're profit margin isn't good enough, we'll leave. And when you're committed to the common good, you're going to stay. So I think, no, I think it's certainly we've been in a situation where our idea of what an economy should be and what it should do has been laid around this idea of profit and making the most profit and the most growth and make the most amount of sense. But we're seeing the downsides, as you started this conversation, with income inequality being just one of those. But we also have the ecological destabilization that's going on, and you see it in climate change and endangered species, you know, et cetera. So the system itself is not functioning. And Felber goes on at some short length, actually, to talk about why he thinks that's happened and how the system could repair it. So, no, I don't think it's too late.
What do you think, Terry, if we talked about the B Corp, and we've actually profiled some of those companies here on this program. So these are companies that, as well as being good for the bottom line, they want to be good for the world, and they're accredited as such. Is that the most realistic expression of this idea of an economy for the common good, or what might that look like in a practical, realistic way?
What Felber's suggesting is that the incentives are turned upside down in our economy. So if we were to change the incentives, and he suggests, for example, that the higher the score that you would get on this balance sheet, meaning that the better you were for the common good, the more benefits would accrue to you, and they would continue because of the relationships that you have with all the stakeholders, they would permeate the society. So some of those might be, I mean, he suggests things like, those that have the highest scores pay the lowest tax rate. Those that have the highest scores get the better loan conditions. Those that have this higher scores get purchasing preferences from local governments, et cetera. In a sense, Cynthia, I think it's somewhat similar to what some of us do when we shop for things other than by price. When we decide, for example, that fair trade coffee is worth paying a little more for, we do it. And the same thing's true for whether or not we think organic is better than non-organic, or pick your particular issue that you're interested in. We make those decisions on something more than just price. And there's an orientation, especially in the millennial generation, they're looking for something better than that. And given the constraints of a finite planet and a growing population, you know, we either, in my opinion, run into a very dark abyss in the not-too-distant future where everybody's fighting each other to see what they can get and the hell with everybody else, or we come together in a way that looks more at this common good. So I certainly believe that we should try the latter, not the former. We have not yet begun to tap the possibilities. We get locked into these frames that everything is the way it is and there's nothing that can change.
Sure.
There are possibilities beyond what we think is the everyday option.
Terry Link was a Clinton County commissioner who's very active in the sustainability movement, including the founding director of the Office of Campus Sustainability at MSU and a senior fellow with the U.S. Partnership for Education for Sustainable Development. He runs a sustainability consulting firm called Starting Now. Terry Link's essay will be at the next idea page at michiganradio.org. We really welcome your thoughts there in the comments section, or as always on Michigan Radio's Facebook page, or on Twitter at NextIdeaMI. Terry, thank you again for being a part of the Next Idea. Always great to have you with us.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Cynthia, and keep the ideas flowing. I don't think we figured out our way forward yet. We need more ideas.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.